It's forecast to be a hot day for a lot of the country, so before the temperature peaks, let's take a cooling plunge into the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hi, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Eric Berlin. I said, take an 11-letter word with two D's in it. If you drop both D's, you'll get a world capital followed by a sign of the zodiac. What's the word? And the word is dromedaries. You drop those two D's and you get Rome and Aries.
We received over 1,100 responses, and the winner this week is Alan Winson of Oakland, California. Congratulations.
Thanks, Lulu.
So how'd you figure it out?
Well, you have 11 letters, you drop two D's, that leaves you with only 9 letters to make a capital and a zodiac sign, so they both had to be short. And I was going to do it the hard way, but then I realized if I just thought about a few, Rome came to mind, and then Aries seemed like a good fit, and then I got dromedaries.
There you go. So, Alan, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Alan, I'm going to give you 2 4-letter words. Rearrange the letters in each of them to make 2 new words that rhyme. For example, if I said cafe and save, you would say face and vase.
Okay.
All right. Number one is cola, C-O-L-A, and lose, L-O-S-E.
Coal and soul.
That's it. Near, N-E-A-R, and rent.
Let's see. Earn and turn.
Nice. Live, L-I-V-E, and Lima, L-I-M-A.
Veil and mail.
Good. Dais, D-A-I-S, and deal, D-E-A-L.
Said and led.
That's fast. Sing, S-I-N-G, and deny, D-E-N-Y.
Gin, no. Deny. What can you rearrange deny to spell? Dine and sign.
There you go. Good,
you
good
are
job.
Really good at this, by the way. Wow.
Let's try this one. Each, E-A-C-H, and beak, B-E-A-K.
B-E-A-K. So that would be bake and ache.
That's it. Opus, O-P-U-S, and polo, P-O-L-O.
Let's see. Loop and soup.
Uh-huh. Pale, P-A-L-E. And keen, K-E-E-N.
Keen, that's a weird one. What can you make from keen? Knee and plea.
That's it, good one. Rely, R-E-L-Y. Write, R-I-T-E.
Tire and liar.
Good. Once, O-N-C-E. News, N-E-W-S.
Once would make cone.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Oh, cone and sewn.
That's it. Good. Ors, O-A-R-S. Ogre, O-G-R-E.
Ogre, okay. So, let's see. Gore. Uh-huh. Sore and gore.
That's it. Went, W-E-N-T. Roto, R-O-T-O.
Roto. Let's see. Went, newt and root.
That's it. Thaw, T-H-A-W, and thus, T-H-U-S.
T-H-U-S. Thaw. Wow. A what? No.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Except I pronounce that with a short U sound.
Oh, you say what?
I say what.
So it's shut.
That's it. What and shut. And here's your last one. It's not just rhymes, it's homophones. And the words are isle, I-S-L-E, and zeal, Z-E-A-L.
Z-E-A-L?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Lies and lays. Lays. L-E-I-S and lays.
You got it. Good
Wait
job.
Wait a second, Alan. You are amazing at this. That was incredible.
Thanks.
No, but really, really.
Well, 4-letter anagrams, there's a limited number of possibilities.
Well, thank you for letting us know that.
That's what makes it possible.
I guess so, but you did really well. And that is incredibly impressive. How do you feel?
I feel great.
You should. All right. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Alan, your member station, what do you listen to?
KQED in San Francisco.
That's Alan Winson of Oakland, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle so exceptionally well.
Thanks, Lulu. Thanks, Will.
All right, Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Think of a common two-word phrase in nine letters, naming something that makes it easy to get money. Rearrange its letters to spell another common two-word phrase, naming something that makes it hard to get money. What phrases are these? So again, common two-word phrase, nine letters, name something that makes it easy to get money. Rearrange the letters, get another common two-word phrase, naming something that makes it hard to get money. What phrases are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.